The former Victorian Premier Jeff Kennett has accused John Howard of presenting himself on a level of perfection equaled only by Jesus Christ. In his soon-to-be-published book, Lazarus Rising, John Howard has attacked Jeff Kennett for going soft on the maritime unions during the 1998 waterfront dispute. But Jeff Kennett has rejected those claims and says that John Howard was a Prime Minister who failed to leave a lasting legacy. He spoke to Kelly Lazaro.
I have a distaste of those who write autobiographies, although I'm a heavy reader of them, because mainly I find them to be the greatest act of egotism possible. And I'd much rather people and myself be judged by our outcomes rather than what we said we did historically. But
John Howard, in his book, does claim that Victoria went soft on the unions during the waterfront dispute. Do you agree?
No, absolutely not. In fact, again, have a look at the outcomes. We got the result we wanted. There were pressure from Canberra at the time to us to apply more police, but it's very easy to make that demand while you're sitting in your protected house in Canberra when the action was happening down here. And of course, I could only provide, or we could only provide, the police that we had on hand. I certainly wasn't going to provide all of our police force to the detriment of the community around Victoria. I don't think that's going soft at all. I think it's meeting our responsibilities both to the reform agenda and also to our local community.
Your relationship with John Howard has been rocky ever since that telephone conversation back in 1987. Do you still not get along?
No, I don't think your generalisation is correct. In anyone's relationship from time to time, there are moments of interest. But he and I actually work very well together as governments. I just felt disappointed that while he was a good government, he didn't use the good times to actually introduce long overdue reforms for this country which would have helped secure our future. And by that I mean a national water plan, a national agricultural plan, a natural infrastructure program. But we did work well together. Now, some people say you can do things differently, but in this case I would say to John Howard, he is looking through an hourglass when we were looking through the not only the long-term interest of the reform agenda in terms of the waterfront, but importantly the security of Victorians. You know, John must believe that he had all the answers and is almost infallible. He joins only one other individual on Earth's surface over history that can claim that credit. The rest of us are mere mortals, and we do our best, and we live to improve, but and would never suggest that we are infallible.
So you'll be buying the book?
No, I have no interest in the book. As I said, I'm more interested today on the future of this country than its past. I'm more interested in what this Prime Minister is doing and would be very interested in finding out more what the next Prime Minister will be doing. At the end of the day, as I said, John was fortunate. He was a good politician. He won a number of elections. But in my opinion, he didn't harm the country during his Prime Ministership, but he didn't leave a lasting legacy. John was a good Prime Minister, but he certainly wasn't a great Prime Minister.
Former Victorian Premier Jeff Kennett speaking to Kelly Lazaro.